Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we get ready to welcome the 1 o'clock hour in the nation's capital right here on 106.7 The Fan, Ben Standick will be our next guest. I know you, Commander Nation, wants to know what's going on with the sale. And look, you know, understand this. Everybody got to do it your own way, whatever floats your boat. As I said from day one, when the deal is done, holler back at me. Hit me up. Until then, I will not lend you my emotions. You don't get to do that. Hell, you've been dragging me through the mud way too long. You don't get that anymore from me. If it happens, if it don't happen, it don't happen. Because it absolutely has nothing to do with whether or not we beat the Cardinals on opening day. Who the owner is, that ain't got a damn thing to do with whether or not we beat the Cardinals on opening day. What has to do with whether we beat the Cardinals on opening day is whether the guys that get the privilege to wear this uniform decide to stop underachieving. Decide that they're not going to be in last place. That's on them. They ain't got a damn thing to do with who the owner is. And it really infuriates me to hear people make these excuses about it, blaming it on that. They got the people. Ron has said this before. I got it on tape. And when he said it, I said, you know what? I absolutely believe him. He said, we got everything we need right here. And he's right. He's right. They got to make up their mind to get it done. That damn thing doing the owner. Don't matter where you play at. Hell, we can go play out in the blacktop if it come down to it. Over to a park. Don't have nothing to do with our outcome. The Cleveland Browns came in here and beat us at home last year. Didn't have a damn thing to do with Dan Tanya Snyder. All right? I get so sick of hearing that crap. Quit making excuses. And handle your business. Because you got the people. You got the parts. And now we have a true animal trainer in town. Eric B. Enemy. I cannot wait. I am so excited. Because I understand what it means. And all of you great cooks. And that's why we're talking barbecue throughout this whole time. I've seen Brian Mitchell. I've seen Brian Carpenter. I've seen Fred Smoot. I've seen these grill masters go to work. They doing this thing like Big Tony, and I've never heard Big Tony be so good. Man, it takes it's 72 hours before. These people they're preparing meat. It's an art to it. So is winning. Yeah, so is winning. You don't just show up and decide to win. People talking about OTAs, who didn't show up. Don't matter who comes, who don't. What, did you expect them all to show up? I didn't. They never do. That's why they're in last place. That ain't on Ron. They wanted to get paid. They pay them. They're already getting paid. They ain't got a damn thing to do with money. It's the people. You got to get the right people. In anything to work, it's got to be the right people. And they got to make up their own minds that it's time. It's time for us not to underachieve, but to get the job done. You got people. Now, do they have to get coordinated with the people you have? Yes. Yeah, I'm not completely insane. You can't just put Tom, Dick, and Harry out there and expect it to work. But I'm focusing on, you know, my point of emphasis is the offensive line. So what I'm waiting on, Stromberg, Gates, Cosme, Leno, Charles, Wiley. If my boy Tyler Larson is a part of this new program and he's healed, I trust him. He was my MVP last year. So you lost him, that was it. Damn broke. Now, there's a lot of opportunities and jobs that are going to have to be earned and won up front. I don't know who that will be. That's not my job. Okay? But it's there. And they've got the people. They've got the coaches. They got all that. That's not the problem. It's not the problem at all. So we will see, because I look forward to it. I'm excited. I really am excited. So excited. Let's take a break, Connor, before I take this to a whole different level. Ben Standick will join us next as we continue right here on a beautiful Saturday here on 106.7 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
O'clock in the nation's capital. Say hello, because we're here to stay. 106.7 The Fan. Doc Walker on the microphone. Connor behind the glass, getting it done. And we're having a good old-fashioned time. Hope you are having as much fun as we are doing what we love to do, and that is talk ball, talk about sport, and, of course, acknowledge our Warriors that have given us this opportunity on this Memorial weekend, and that's so very important. If you'd like to join us, you can join us right here on the MGM National Listener Line at 1-800-636-1067. The BetQL guest line has been delivering, as it delivered Phil Chenier, Santana Moss, and now Ben Standick. And Ben Standick, my man, he's a grinder. If it's working, Ben is there. No matter what the sport, I think his love is football. Out of all the things, I don't think I've ever asked you this, Ben. Is that number one for you? If you were just assigned one sport, what would you pick?
Oh, boy. Well, thank you for having me on, as always, Doctor. I don't know. I think, as I've gotten older, things have evolved and changed. I think historically I think I saw the basketball sort of a little bit cleaner. But football's right there at this point, especially since now I've been covering it for the last few years. But, you know, there was something about the NBA lifestyle I like. I wish I liked college basketball the way I did when I was younger. Then I think that would put basketball over the top, but that sport's very different for me now. So it's close between NBA and NFL.
Yeah, and I guess Santana Moss was with us. We were talking about a lot of things we have similarities and the difference in, you know, teams and if you've been injured, if you've lost a year of the game or been out, and also as you have to inherit different staffs and coordinators. I am one that does not think this program is void of talent. I think it has a lot of talent. I think that the addition of Bieniemy is exactly what it needed from an offensive stand in terms of a booster, a shot, a way to get it cranked up. The defense had played well enough to have put you in playoff contention, and that's what you want to do, get into the tournament. No one knows who's going to win it. I don't even know right now if Kansas City's going to win it next year. I can't say that right now. But I do know they'll be in contention. And what you want to do is be in contention. So from what you sense right now, and I don't think this has anything to do with ownership. You may agree or disagree. I don't think it has anything to do with ownership. Right now, what it has to do is boots on the ground. And guys that are here that want to play and wear that uniform, do you feel like at this point we're better off than we were last year?
Let me just say, you mentioned the point of contention. I think this is something that gets often missed. People get this confused when we talk about what the goal for a team is. I think when teams make the goal of we've got to win a title and feel like an urgency to it, that's when they make mistakes. That's when they go for, you know, deals where they carry a lot of picks or sign guys to a lot of money to try to solve a problem. But goals should be every year. Put yourself in position to contend, like you said, get in the game, get in the dance, and then hope the breaks kind of go your way. It wasn't that long ago that people thought Andy Reid would never win, and now he's viewed as like the greatest coach, you know, we have. Mm-hmm. So you just got to get in the mix for real. That's something that this group has not obviously done under Rivera. Even if they had made the playoffs in each of sort of the 3 years here, yeah, that's getting in the dance, but, you know, they haven't really gotten over the top. And I think, like you said, the defense should be pretty reasonable. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, things can change and regress, but there's enough here to figure at a minimum this is the top half of the league defense and maybe more, a chance for us significantly more than they were last year if Chase Young is able to, you know, get some pass rush pressure going. They added two defensive backs in the secondary, things like that. So the question is the offense, and Eric Bieniemy is definitely the offseason acquisition of note here. You know, they've got playmakers, as we know, at running back and wide receiver. I still think there's some questions at the offensive line and tight end, and Sam Howell is a whole other story. But, you know, if Bieniemy's play calling, and I think the urgency and the confidence that that he has, that if the team can adapt that, I think the offense could make some real strides, and then maybe we start having the conversation about, is this team in contention? I don't know if we're going to get there, because there's a lot of questions, particularly with Sam Howell, but I think that's the path to look at, is can Bienemy take this group up a notch from a scheming standpoint, but also really from a motivational energy standpoint.
Yeah, and, you know, it's once why I love it when kids talk about chasing the bag. But the bag doesn't motivate them to perform. I think the threat of being unemployed is what should be the threat with people that's never present. But then you look at that Cleveland, which I think was the worst thing to happen, losing to Cleveland at home last year, then followed by the Giants. And so they were that close. That's why I think they're in position. Ben Standick, the host and the creator of Standing Room Only podcast, is with us right here on 106.7 The Fan. Doc Walker on the microphone, Connor behind the glass, and this offensive line, I am concerned because I don't know where the pieces will be, but I think there's enough talent there. I just couldn't tell you right now if you asked me to give me who will start against the Cardinals, which is the target. I don't care about nothing but that. I couldn't tell you what that five would be like, but I do think there are more than enough bodies there to give me something I could hang my hat on.
Right. I mean, it looks like we're going to have, one starter back from last year in Charles Leno, at least in terms of the position that they played last year. Sam Cosmi will be moving from tackle to guard. Of course, he's missed a lot of time his first 2 years in the league. But, yeah, new center, new right tackle, guys that came in from free agency. The left guard spot is pretty wide open right now, and the candidates are a couple of guys, Sadiq Charles and Chris Paul, who really have not proven much at all.
Well, both of them been in the Red Cross. No, they got – I mean, I don't know. I don't consider Paul being hurt, but Charles has got to prove he looks like Mighty Joe Young. But he don't act like Mighty Joe Young because he's not available enough. And that's really a trend that we could go, Cosmi got to prove he can string some games together, you know, as well. And, you know, Chris Paul, who I adore. I think this dude, I think he just needs a chance. And so, but whether Wiley, Lucas, Leonard, all these guys, that's what I'm kind of waiting to see what happens. And can you give me some info on Tyler Larson? Because to me, that was my MVP last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's always hard to say, to look at a team's record from the position of the center, especially when he's the backup. But they were, I think, 6-1 last year when Tyler Larson was starting games. And, you know, there was some, you know, a lot of instability at that position right before he got in there after Chase Roullier got hurt and so on. You know, look, sometimes he's just, you know, it's ironically enough, I was just watching this morning the movie All the President's Men about Woodward and Bernstein and the Watergate break-in, and the line is follow the money. Okay. Well, that's kind of the deal here, right? They gave Nick Gates a pretty decent contract, three-year deal, pretty decent contract, and Tyler Larson more or less signed for like the veteran minimum to come back. So I think Nick Gates is clearly the guy for the center spot. They obviously have a lot of hope in him. He had a serious injury a couple of years ago, but he's a feisty guy, and I've talked to people with the Giants where he was last year who had a lot of nice things to say about him. So I think he's the center with Larson the backup. I guess the question would be, if the left guard situation does not, you know, they don't feel good about either of those guys as we get deeper into the summer, could they maybe do something like shift Gates to guard where he played with the Giants and have Larson step up into the starting role? I don't think that's likely, but maybe that's the backup plan if things are sort of slow out of the gates. No pun intended. But yeah, I mean, I think, like, for me, like, this is why I wish they had been able to draft an offensive lineman at 16. I think maybe they would have if the top four options, any of them were still on the board, but they were all gone. Because the thing about this offensive line, maybe the pieces are all fine eventually, but there's no, you know, there's no real major upside, it doesn't feel like, at this point. And, you know, this is a group that for years had at least Trent Williams and or Brandon Scherff as that linchpin Pro Bowler that you could build around. And, you know, remember the record when Brandon Scherff played versus when he didn't was pretty staggering. And they just don't have that piece right now that we see where you're like, okay, we know we have this, and now we can work around it. Everything is just kind of up for grabs to an extent in that regard. Nothing is that strong, yet at the same point, if they're healthy, maybe it's better than last year just based on some of the new guys that are showing up.
Yeah, it is interesting. I also think that the coordinator can enhance your offensive line's abilities by a scheme. That did not happen last year, in my opinion. They left Leno out on a limb, and they tried to have tight ends block him and one-on-one, and that was ridiculous. And so, but we'll see. Like I say, everybody's got to try it. This is a time of the year that we first certainly have to get candidates. And they've got candidates, but I can't have them all long in the tooth. And I got guys in their 9th and 10th year. That ain't it. I need some young bucks that can get out there and somewhat get it done. So I'll ask you, D-Hop, no deal, right? You don't expect them to nibble or take a bite?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's going to get some, you know, probably at least a contract, at least where Odell Beckham was, and, you know, between McLaurin, Samuel Dotson, I don't think that's where they're going to spend money. Plus, at the moment, they just don't even have much cap space until they rework some deals or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thought I'd ask. I mean, you never know. Is there an area of concern? What's your number one area of concern right now with the state of your organization?
You mean beyond the football
everything.
Field?
What's number one? Are you following this ambulance about whether or not they'll be approved, this, that, or other? Are you following that?
Sure. I was up in Minnesota this week for the owners' meeting, and, you know, you're tracking that whole thing. I mean, like I say, everybody seems pretty confident that ultimately it gets done. How it, you know, what steps are needed to get it done, I think, is where the questions lie and how long does it take? I mean, we had Jim Irsay saying, kind of like the goal is to get this done before the season starts, which is, you know, a long ways away. So I think it eventually is going to get done, but we still could be a ways out from that happening. And Rivera said to us the other day that in terms of whether you're talking about a new deal for a Cam Curl or a Montez Sweat, or really even, you know, like I said, a restructuring of a deal for a Charles Leno or a Kendall Fuller to give you more cap space, sounds like all that is on hold until this situation is resolved. So it does affect the football side a little bit. And, you know, we just talked about, you know, what am I concerned about? You know, like, obviously the offensive line I just mentioned, but in theory they have bodies. They just have to figure out which ones work best. But, you know, tight end, right? They didn't draft anyone, and now they've lost Armani Rogers, we assume, for the year. I was really bummed. I really wanted to see his development because he made such big strides last year as a guy who was a college quarterback switching positions. And now, you know, you still have some upside guys with Cole Turner, and they really like Curtis Hodges. But now you're down to two of those guys that they combined for two catches last year. You know, Logan Thomas, they're hoping that, you know, they thought he looked a little bit better as the season went on coming off that injury, that, you know, they see a better, you know, sort of the closer to a 2020 version of Thomas. But he's another guy that hasn't been able to, you know, stay on the field. And, you know, I kind of wonder if they could add a tight end. But again, you know, it's possible the purse strings are tied up until this gets resolved. So I think, to me, like, those are the two spots, offensive line and tight end, where I think are probably the biggest questions right now.
Yeah, it killed me to lose that kid. Amari, what a great guy. Never said a word, did everything, was a willing blocker, special teams guy, could catch it, could be your, you know, he could be your emergency QB. We lost a gem. I mean, that is, boy, that was tough. That was really tough. But it's a part of the game, and it'll open up an opportunity for somebody now to make a team. And I do think, like you, that they should be in that market, no doubt about it. Any big plans for you in terms of, are you a barbecue guy or a cookout guy?
I like to cook out myself. I mean, I'll be honest, if somebody out there in the vast Doc Walker listening party has wants to invite me over, I'm not adverse to showing up. I'll be the guy who offers Commander's insight, and you offer me a burger. I mean, I think that's a good experience.
Well, that'd be pretty good. Well, I would check on the Sheehan estate to see what that, because he's probably, although he's probably somewhere playing golf right now as we speak. Ben, And so when are you on this week that people can follow you, and other than standing room only, how can we keep up?
Sure. A new episode of the podcast went up yesterday, and I'll be on with Sheehan. I don't know if we're on Monday, because I'm assuming he's off, but in theory, Mondays and Fridays.
No, well, you're being with Jack and I then.
Oh, well, perfect. And yeah, Mondays and Fridays at 11 o'clock, I'm on with the Sheehan show.
Whether work on holidays, and how dare you insinuate that it's Kevin Sheehan. No, we'll be in doing the work for him. We'll be in.
So awesome. I'll be talking to you again.
All right, appreciate that. That, folks, is Ben Standing, and we appreciate him. Connor, we'll take another break. We thank Ben Standing for dropping that knowledge on us, and we'll light it up, if you choose, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We want to thank the BetQL guest hotline for providing this deck. Hope you enjoyed it. Now we'd like to light it up right here on the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. And Vince out in Alexandria seems to be up first. Happy holidays, and I hope you're enjoying this Saturday, Vince. What's going on?
Doc, I've enjoyed it. I've been stuck in traffic on 95 for the last half hour and just listening to you. I got to tell you, I don't know if you remember or not, but back in 1997, I worked for a company called Jana King, and you were one of our guest speakers.
Yes.
And I also used to go to your bar down there in Herndon years ago, but basically, the one thing I wanted to touch base on is because I think we've lost focus of this with our team. Without an offensive line, Doc, I mean, you're never going to win. Unless you got a great quarterback like Pat Mahomes, and even he's got to have some offensive line. You know, back in the day, look at what happened when we were winning Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. We had average quarterbacks, but they bought into the system. They weren't really worried about
Vince, I wouldn't call Theismann Williams and Rip average.
a little bit better than average.
Well, we can agree to disagree with that.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying that let's just say they're in the upper echelon then.
There you go.
But without the blocking, Doc, you, Donnie Warren, Jeff Bostic, Russ Grimm, Joe Jacoby, I mean, without that, and Riggins running the football, he's run through holes that are, you know, 2 feet wide. I mean, you know, that makes a big difference. And I just think that, you know, first of all, it's a shame that Joe Jacoby's not in the Hall of Fame. But anyway, but I mean, you know, that's pitiful. I can just touch one more thing. Lawrence Taylor said Joe Jacoby, there shouldn't be a Hall of Fame without him in it. So, I mean, you know, the good old days, I think they could be back with new ownership. And I'm a fan back for a long time when Art Monk broke the record for the most receptions. I was on the field when they played Denver. I was right next to Charles Mann when they were doing interviews right there in the field.
Wow.
So I go back a long ways, and I just respect you because I really feel that, you know football. And, you know, us as fans were hard to stand behind the other owner because he, in my opinion, blew a lot of years that we, you know, could have done something. But I'm hopeful, and I'm not going to say anything about Sam Howell until I see him play, you know, 5 or 6 games in a real setting, and then I'll make an assumption on what I see.
That's fair.
But that's about fair. It.
And all right. Hey, Vince, drive safely, man. Keep your eye on the road. And old Janet King days. Yeah, that was good. I remember that event. And you talk about Theismann, Rippon, and Williams. I mean, I've been on a few bad teams, and that's average play. That was exceptional quarterbacking. And always a team effort. I can never, ever allow anybody, and I love Vince's passion. Man, it's hard to play any position in this league. And to win as many games as those guys won, I mean, yeah, they were average as a guy who didn't make the team. Those guys were, they were special. But I appreciate your contribution. Searching on Twitter, and I know today, I mean, the weather like this, people are doing their things, and that's okay. That's why I anticipated that it would be. That's why I threw the barbecue thing in today as well, because I knew that. Be a bit of a distraction because a lot is going on. But Farrad Gardner was signed back by the Commanders, and he was with the XFL's DC Defenders. Vernon Dean will join me tomorrow, and I want to get his take on that. Boy, Vernon, what a tough one for the D.C. Defenders. They get to the championship game. They are the best team in the league, record-wise and on paper. But they weren't the best team in the world on that day. And that's why. And that's what happened. Been there, done that. And for Vernon, that's tough because he was on our Super Bowl 18 team that got slaughtered. And so that's the second time he's been one win away from a world championship. And he will be with us tomorrow. Wow. Can't wait to get that in. And we'll talk some more Grill Masters. But he will be with us tomorrow as well as Brian Carpenter. Folks on the line, hang in there. Colin, let's take a break. Pay a few of these bills. We'll come back and line. I think I heard that Jonesy. I've been waiting on my canines. Canine call. The signal was launched about 11 a.m. I know what y'all doing. They somewhere eating and drinking and smoking cigars. Hang with us. We'll be right back right here on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Easing on up on the 2 o'clock hour here on 106.7 The Fan. Doc Walker in the air chair. And we're getting this thing done. I'll tell you what, Connor, he's holding it down. The lines are starting to light up. And you know what time it is. I know somewhere out there with the canine call, I'm going to get Jonesy popping up in here. What's on your mind, Jonesy?
Hey. How you feeling, man? Happy Memorial Day to you.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all good, man.
Yes.
It's all good. Working
indeed.
For the people. Trying to make sure that all the barbecues and the cookouts are getting lined up, are in order, that people are taking advantage of this beautiful weather and the privilege that was earned by those that have sacrificed their lives that we might be able to do this.
Yes, sir. Yep, I'm out here in these streets with Jonesy Senior, my father, and we witnessed a nice Memorial Day parade. You know, he out here in Bowie because that's where I am, and man, just getting it done. But I want to touch on the Commanders. I'm with you on a lot on what was going on last week, as far as the sale and all that stuff go. That's a lot of yada yada now for me. I'm tired of that. Just let me know when the deal's done, and we can move on. I don't care nothing about what's going on with Snyder, and you know who else? Brian Davis. I don't care nothing about none of that. All I want to know is this team gonna be ready in September to face the Cardinals? I mean, my thing is I'm ready for some football, and I'm ready for winning. That's it. Enough said. I ain't got much else. It's a sunny day. I'm getting ready to go back home to do some serious grill mastering myself. Did you say smoke cook something? I mean, what is smoke cook? I've never heard of him grill.
Tomorrow, around noon, he'll be on. No, I've got him, Carpenter. I knew B. Mitch is doing, but B. Mitch out there, he hitting that ball and riding the bike. But, no, I went to the guys that I know are serious about it, and you're a Big Tony. You've never heard Big Tony as eloquent as he was giving out some real tips. And we will we'll replay those. We'll get it done. Give my best to your pops. Jonesy, appreciate you, man. K9 for life. We go to Damascus. Chris on line 2. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Doc. Hello. Memorial Day weekend. I'm a novice when it comes to grilling, so I'll have to pass on that one.
Wouldn't that mean you're a cookout guy? No problem. You go somewhere and get your hot dog or whatever and chill.
There you go. Hot dogs are for me. I'm baseball pretty much and love my hot dogs and baseball. But
that's right.
And the Memorial Day, my grandfather served in World War I.
Wow.
I don't know if that dates me, but that's okay. He was in, and the reason I say that is because he was in balloons. They didn't have airplanes to start World War I. He went up in those daggone balloons to look with binoculars to tell radio down.
Station deal. Wow. Now that took some.
I know. And a balloon. Four people in one balloon, and you went up there, and you got your binoculars, and you signaled down to the troops. Hey, they're over there. They're over. That was something. I'll never forget that. Anyway, and it's also at the third pole of baseball, or one-third pole at baseball. I would like to just comment on what do you think of the changes, how it's looking for you this year and all that, and what you're thinking. And again, to everyone, be safe. Have a wonderful weekend.
Appreciate you, man. Out of Damascus, enjoy it. Well, you mentioned baseball. I mean, the way Lane Thomas started off for the Nats last night, you talk about a roller coaster ride. That game was crazy. It kind of took the bitter taste out of my mouth of the Padres, the way that clunker ended in the final meeting. Then they go down, and you know the Royals, a lot of tradition. I mean, come on, with the Kansas City Royals, and who won't forget, you know, Brett and Bo and all of that. But to start off with a dinger, to be as explosive as they were, but yet. They had to hang in there. I mean, that was crazy. It was low, bases loaded. There was a lot of heroes in that. I can't wait, which we'll be blessed today with the one and only Al Galdi. So Mr. Baseball himself, Al Galdi, and we will talk about that. And hopefully, I don't want to be greedy. I'll take, you know, 3 out of 4. But a sweep would be good. I just like the fact that we're in transition. The team that won the world championship and all that, that's done. That's over. So we're in a rebuild, that's okay that we got toddlers again, but they're showing promise. I just love it. I really do like watching how this grew, how Davey has got a crew out there. As long as they're not blowing it in the field with sound defensively and we get pitching, and you got to just hope that you can keep some quality arms in the pen, and you never know. But last night, hell of a win. I really, really, really enjoyed that. And Luis Garcia, I mean, a guy gets 6 for 6. Come on, man. How many times do you get the chance to witness that? Not often. So I'm going to take it for what it was. And, Connor, you get the chance to watch any baseball last night?
Nah, man, that's not my thing. That's just
that's
thing.
Okay. It's not you got to be your thing. I'm just saying. Come on, man. The Curly W's. Got to give them a little love. Man.
Nah. Sorry, I can't do it.
That's okay. Hey, I ain't mad. I'm not mad at you at all. Everybody's got to find something that they like and then and go with it. But let me ask you this, though. Can I take a leap of faith that you do eat food, right?
Oh, yeah, I eat food.
Oh, you do eat food. Okay. How about bar? What's your favorite part of a barbecue or a cookout?
Get you some good brisket in there. That's what you need.
Okay, I'm a brisket guy too. Okay, I love that.
Gotta be a
love that.
Guy.
I mean, it's just like the barbecue, like you know, the Carolina barbecue, as opposed to Texas barbecue. A little different.
Anything
I can
that
take
has
them both.
Brisket is cool with me.
Yeah, brisket's good. I'm a brisket guy, too. Okay, well, we have a little common ground on that. But for me, it's the barbecue ribs. Oh, my goodness.
I can't
and the link sausage. I'm a link guy, man. The links, oh, my God. It is no better. Now, look, I'm a Thanksgiving guy. That's why I don't want to lose what little bit of credibility I may still have left when it comes to this eating thing because I'll take Thanksgiving. Over all of them. All
That's
of
hot.
Them.
That's a little hot.
Man, Thanksgiving. The turkey? I'm sorry.
It depends deep on if fried. We beat the Cowboys.
Well, and this time we got to play them. See, I love when we play them. I love it because it's in Dallas. And you go down there, and Jerry, to his credit, he throws a hell of a spread. That's why I can tell that he got some real ballers in the kitchen. Not everybody can pull it off. And you know when I can figure out if you're fraudulent or not when it comes to the dressing? I don't know about you, But the first time I had that oyster, a little bit of oyster in the dressing, I was hooked. So I know I'm getting way ahead of myself. I'm talking about a game way down yonder when we got all this in front of us. So I'll bring it back. I'll bring it back here. We haven't got to the fourth. We're at Memorial Weekend, and we're extending. But it's all good. I'm not mad at you at all. It's a good time just to be able to discuss a lot that is going on. And I did mention that about Farrah Gardner. The XFL, I really enjoyed it. I think it was a success. I don't know if two can survive. And I mean spring football leagues, USFL and XFL. I can easily foresee the combination of one. And I think the timing, just like Gardner was being able to sign, the season's over because their season's over. I think the timing of the XFL works. The fact that we'll get more in depth and detail tomorrow if you're interested with Vernon Dean, Coach Vernon Dean, former world champion with the Burgundy and Gold. He'll be with us tomorrow. And to try to bring some clarity to that. And they expect to lose their team. As a matter of fact, listening to quotes from Greg Williams, they expect it. They get a new trip, a new group, and they start training those guys. But you may recall Gardner was here last year, and ULL guy to Louisiana. He can run. He'll hit you. And I do think there's a void on teams. Everybody that comes in on the second day or whatever, you got to be a special teams guy as well. And Cam Sims never got the ball thrown to him enough for my satisfaction, but he was a baron on special teams. I really enjoyed his contribution. That's got to be made up. We have good teams. We really do. We have we have a good group. But I'm just waiting to see what happens. I don't know with Joey Sly if there's going to be any competition on the kicking side. The punting, you only come here if you just want to be cut. If you're going to come and be punting, because we got the beast here. The Sooner is, I mean, if he's not the best in the league, he's in the room with that conversation at all times. We talked a little bit about DeAndre Hopkins. D-Hop, Santana Moss joined us earlier, and he mentioned D-Hop with Chris Carter. I couldn't have said that better. There's no way. Chris Carter. I used to call Chris Sticky Fingers. The dude, I never dropped anything. That sideline catch, now the youngins are doing the one-hand catch deal. It's amazing. But that's the beauty about it, the evolution, how people evolve. They start seeing it. They start practicing. You don't believe me? Look at Steph Curry's impact on basketball. He's taking shots that would have got you benched. Now everybody's doing it and trying to do it. Young people see it. They adapt to it. They start being more creative with it. And all of a sudden, boom. That's trend setting. That's an impact that you make when you're, you know, that good at it. And that's why Steph, beast, absolute beast. NBA, Celtic fans, my son, oldest Austin, Celtic fanatic. We'll see. You know, we will see. I'm excited about it. The fact that something's never been done, I'll be honest with you, I was hoping that the Lakers would have been the ones to do it. That had never been done, but they didn't have the heart to do it. And, you know, a team that's messy, when I say messy, there's way too many things discussed that are non-basketball related for me. Way too messy. And then Bron, who I thought ill-advised shot. Dude, everybody in the world and their grandmother knew you were going to have the ball in your hands. What I was hoping you would do, it's what you've done so well throughout most of your career, you would hit the open guy. Now, whether that's Reeves or AD, shot, hit the three, game over. But you got a little selfish. You went in, and they had two people. You couldn't even get a shot up. Not even to admit the air ball you shot from the corner. The end zone went behind it, but I'm going, dude, seriously? I mean, you did not have to be the hero. You were often Batman, but you also Robin. You were Robin with the Miami Heat. And you distributed some of the best passes we've ever seen for guys to knock down shots. You were a distributor. So you got you were listening too much to one side. I don't know a lot of you to get on the internet. Kwame Brown. I'll tell you, Kwame Brown's an interesting individual. Shannon Sharp must have said something that we got a little bit out of it. And I heard one of the more revealing rants I've ever heard. Kwame, whew. It was crazy. Con, I don't know how much you surf the internet for interesting things like that, but I'll lay it on you in the break. Let's do that. We'll take a quick break. And our attempts, as always, is to keep you going. Top of the hour, Bulldog. We're going to bring on Kedrick Golston. I got a question is this. In a non-padded practice, what do the big fellas get out of it? Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.